For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. It's getting harder to eavesdrop on the police. A donation gets Confederate leaders off three schools. DEQ dings Mountain Valley, and Virginia Tech commemorates a fallen graduate. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 11th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Across Virginia and the country, police scanners are going quiet to the public. Mallory Nopain reports on the growing trend of encrypting first responder communication.
It used to be a scanner or an internet connection was all you needed to listen in on Richmond City's police radio traffic. But this month, Richmond joined a growing list of Virginia localities encrypting their radio systems. Virginia Beach is also taking steps to stop the public from listening in. Roanoke County's Chief of Police, Howard Hall, expects his department to make the switch soon, citing safety and privacy.
If you happen to have a taillight out in your car and a police officer stops you, you know, there's a relatively good chance that your name, date of birth, address, maybe even your Social Security number, could be broadcast over that air.
Megan Ryan with the Virginia Coalition for Open Government says it will impact local reporters more than the general public.
This is coming at a time when there is a lot of interest in police activity, and it seems like it's another avenue to shut down any kind of public oversight.
To help keep the media informed, Richmond police have set up a website instead. It updates limited information about calls in almost real time. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Three schools in Petersburg named for Confederate leaders have new names. TV station WWBT reports that the elementary schools completed the transition yesterday with installation of new signage. The names A.P. Hill, Robert E. Lee, and J.E.B. Stewart changed to Cool Spring, Lakemont, and Pleasance Lane. The city received a $20,000 donation earlier this year to cover the cost. A school spokeswoman said at the time that the donor wished to remain anonymous but felt called to make the donation for racial justice. Yesterday in Richmond, a planning commission led by State Senator Jennifer McClelland discussed the design and finance of the Emancipation Proclamation and Freedom Monument, planned for a 2019 installation on Browns Island in Richmond, as Evie King reports.
The monument will cost nearly $900,000 to design, craft, and install. Over half of the cost has already been appropriated by the state. McClelland says the commission plans to solicit the rest of the budget through fundraising efforts. She herself has donated $5,000.
I figure if I'm not willing to put my money behind this project, I can't ask other people to do it.
The statue will honor notable African-American Virginians who have made significant contributions to the emancipation of African-Americans from 1865 through 1970.
I think it is important to make people understand monuments tell a story. They have to tell a complete story, and our focus is making sure there are new monuments that do that.
The commission will meet on July 17th to approve the monument's final designs.
That's reporter Evie King. Dominion Energy is reporting a recent tenfold increase in spending to influence Virginia politicians. That spending came as the utility pushed for a new law that could raise electric bills. The latest lobbying disclosures show Dominion spent more than $1 million on lobbyists, entertainment, meals, and communications from May 2017 to the end of April 2018. That's about 10 times what the company said it spent on the previous year. Company spokesman David Botkin says the increase included grassroots activity, TV ads, and other spending in support of a law passed during this year's legislative session. The law puts new limits on regulators' ability to lower utilities' electric rates, while making it easier for utilities to build renewable energy projects and improve the electric grid. Regulators in Virginia are citing the Mountain Valley Pipeline project for environmental violations they say include the improper release of sediment into waterways. The Department of Environmental Quality announced yesterday that it issued a notice of violation to the natural gas pipeline. Other alleged violations include failing to follow approved erosion and sediment control plans. The notice of violation requires pipeline representatives to discuss how to fix the problems and prevent future violations. It could result in civil fines. Pipeline spokeswoman Natalie Cox says the issues identified have either been restored or are being fixed. West Virginia regulators have also previously cited the project for similar issues. Tuesday's announcement comes about a week after Mountain Valley agreed to temporarily suspend pipeline installation work in Virginia to improve erosion and sediment controls. The department has since approved work to restart in some areas. Top Virginia Republicans challenged Democratic Senators Kaine and Warner not to delay a vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and to keep an open mind. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte.
It's vital that the Senate confirm an eminently qualified, honorable jurist who will strictly uphold the original intent of our Constitution.
Former Virginia Attorney General Jerry Kilgore.
I'm hopeful that Senators Warner and Kaine will give Judge Kavanaugh a fair shake.
Today, Senator Kaine said,
I have some concerns that he would undermine the Affordable Care Act. Second, will he respect women's freedom to make their own reproductive health care decisions? Third, will he be independent?
He said he wants to know if Judge Kavanaugh would, as he put it, let the president do what he wants to do. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Also in politics, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on a Virginia congressman who fears that lawmakers' chronic failure to pass balanced budgets on time is a threat to national security.
These days, it seems like Washington budgets by a series of never-ending continuing resolutions, a way of delaying action until well past the last minute. It's something both sides find frustrating. Here's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine on a warning Secretary of Defense James Mattis gave to the Senate Democratic Caucus.
He told us, as he has repeatedly testified, that continuing resolutions are destroying the military. They're destroying our readiness. They're destroying our capacity to meet the threats of today.
That's why Republican Congressman Scott Taylor of Virginia Beach is introducing a non-binding resolution that says all those continuing resolutions erode military readiness and pose a risk to national security. Jeanette Chapman at George Mason University says they're also harmful to the economy of Virginia, especially Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia.
There's an underlying assumption that these CRs just will keep rolling over unless they don't. And unless they don't is the dangerous part. And we're in an environment right now where I think general uncertainty around the federal government is higher than it typically has been in the past.
In the last 40 years, Congress has passed all the necessary appropriation bills on schedule only a handful of times. Republican Congressman Taylor and Democratic Senator Kaine both say somebody should make the trains run on time. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, Virginia Tech plans to add the name of a graduate who died in a Navy training exercise to its pylon memorial. The Roanoke Times reports 23-year-old Navy Ensign Sarah Mitchell of Feasterville, Pennsylvania, will be the first woman listed on the memorial. The memorial honors Tech students and alumni killed in the line of duty in the military. Mitchell died Sunday from injuries suffered during a small boat accident in the Red Sea. The military is investigating her death. Mitchell graduated from Tech last year with a degree in biochemistry. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.